You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and sort of in between Williams and Mark piece.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Free socks. You were the giver and he was the taker.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
It gives me such a kick. I look like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Do you remember the first song that you guys ever wrote together?
All the Way Home, probably.
Yeah.
All the Way Home?
Yeah.
Can you remember a little bit of it? I'd love to hear.
Christ. Some black coffee, maybe we can do that.
How's it go?
The side of the railroad track, and I'm waiting for that train to bring you back. Bring me back. If she's not on the 519, then I'm gonna know what sorrow means, and I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home. All the way home.
All the way home.
All the way home. All the way home.
Cry, cry, all the way home.
Cry, cry, all the way home, yeah.
Fairly simple, it's about six words in the whole song, you
sounds
know.
Sounds like
I beat them over and over again.
Well, but my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Millions layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Virtually everything I read, and I think that is what makes me more of a selective human than someone who doesn't believe anything.
Holding on to the leash and pushing a black glove in her face to sniff it. You don't find that offensive?
No,
you don't
no.
Find that sexist?
This is 1982.
That's
Bobby,
right, 1982. Get out of here.
Well, you should have seen the cover they wanted.
I don't know what they wanted. Believe me.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we have got a classic and canonical Tears of the Gods theme for you as we go deep into just two genres this week with a theme called classical metal. Yes, I am mixing up classical music from the likes of Bach, Handel, Chopin, and Tchaikovsky with classic heavy metal music, in particular featuring Led Zeppelin's outstanding live triple CD album, How the West Was Won. We began the show, our intro set, with Water Music, Suites 2 and 3 by Handel. All 67 seconds of those two suites. And then we followed with, of course, a live version of Led Zeppelin's The Ocean. And did you notice the way Jimmy Page articulated, the way that he slides the guitar chords when he played those? Wow, go back again to the WMFO archives and check it out, because they were really in top form then. How the West Was Won, yeah, three CDs, a live album, was recorded at the LA Forum in 1972 in June, and also in the Long Beach Arena the 2 days later. So the first was the 25th and the 27th, but they weren't released until 2003. And as it states in the liner notes, Jimmy Page considers Led Zeppelin at that point to have been at their artistic peak. Backing me up right now is the classical Baroque composer Georg Philipp Telemann. His quartet for flute, oboe, violin, and continuo in G major. And this is performed by the Orchestra of the Golden Age. And all of our ambiance, the music I play during the breaks, will be from Telemann this evening. And we'll talk a bit more about his life and him in the second break. We've got so much great music for you this evening as we explore this theme of classical metal. We're going to be hearing from Black Sabbath and Deep Purple and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and Motorhead and, of course, Led Zeppelin. And with a theme like this, there's a lot of opportunity for good segues, the way we transition between our songs. So I hope you enjoy that part of it, too. Plus, in the audio clips from who knows where, we've got a lot of drop-ins from the rockumentary This Is Spinal Tap, plus a bunch of clips from Monica Lewinsky, Linda Tripp, and Bill Clinton, and others involved in the 1990s White House sex scandal with Bill Clinton lying during the grand jury testimony when Bill Clinton argued, "It depends on what the meaning of the word is. And that's coming up in the next set for you. So, in the next set, we're going to begin with one of the earliest bands that you could possibly call heavy metal. There's some contenders for that. One is Steppenwolf, with Born to Be Wild, where they first used the phrase heavy metal thunder. But that's not what you're going to hear next. No, this is another contender from a band that did not go on to become, you know, the essential heavy metal, but is a proto-heavy metal band, particularly at this point. Yes, here. Here's Grand Funk Railroad. We will rock you. We're an American band.
Keeps him out of pool halls.
I was a 22-year-old foolish kid, and I think there was this charismatic, powerful man who was standing there showing interest in me, and I was attracted to him, and I think I was swept up.
Do you think people have about you?
Probably that I went to Washington with an agenda to seduce the president and then expose that relationship so I could become famous.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Were you with the president at times when intimately, and he would also be conducting affairs of state? The story that he was on the phone talking to congressmen?
Yes.
Did that feel weird? Maybe not.
Civil deposition about her having had an affair with you. Mr. President, is that true?
That is not true. That is not true. I did not ask anyone to tell anything other than the truth. There is no improper relationship, and I intend to cooperate with this inquiry. But that is not true.
No improper relationship. Define what you mean by that.
Well, I think you know what it means. It means that that there is not a sexual relationship, an improper sexual relationship, or any other a kind of improper relationship.
Was it, as has been reported, one-sided in that you were the giver? In fact, he even said that in the deposition, and he was the taker.
That's absolutely false. And I think that's another big misconception, but I certainly hope...
he gave as much as he took? No other way to put it.
It was a mutual relationship. It was a mutual physical relationship and emotional. And
so if he was satisfied, you were satisfied. It was, yeah. You never felt like I am some sort of slave.
No.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
If is means is and never has been, that is not, that's one thing. If it means there is none, that was a completely true statement.
Know what these goofballs are made of, son?
Thank you. Turn right the next two corners, and the first door you sign, authorized personnel only.
Yeah.
Open that door. That's the stage.
You think so?
You authorized. You're bringing musicians, aren't you?
Yeah.
All
right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rock and roll.
All right.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Let's get it.
No.
This way.
This way.
Rock and roll.
Is my trademark.
Time.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and our theme tonight is classical metal. We are mixing up classical music from the likes of Bach, Handel, Chopin, and Tchaikovsky with classic heavy metal music featuring Led Zeppelin's outstanding live triple CD album, How the West Was Won, recorded when they were at their peak of performance in 1972. We began that last set with a contender for the earliest heavy metal song, Grand Funk Railroad, We're an American Band. And then it was Bach with Sheep May Safely Graze, along with a bunch of audio clips from Monica Lewinsky and President Bill Clinton and Linda Tripp, involving the 1990s sex scandal in the White House with Bill Clinton. And then we heard the eponymous song from Black Sabbath's first album. I'm not quite sure how to get the content. So that was a song by Black Sabbath on their first album, Black Sabbath, named Black Sabbath. An important song in the canon of heavy metal music. And then it was Mozart with his Serenade 13 in G, Eine kleine Nachtmusik. And then we had a little bit from the This is Spinal Tap rockumentary movie with them going around backstage trying to get to the main stage in Cleveland, but ended up going around in a circle, which I understand was actually inspired by a real life incident. And oh yeah, you know, Nigel Tufnel, he really is based on Jeff Beck, and that's no accident. In fact, when Jeff Beck saw the movie, I researched this a bit to be sure of all these connections. There's a sort of plausible deniability, but when Jeff Beck went to watch the movie, he was bursting out laughing at all the characterizations with Nigel, and everybody was looking at him being upset. Who is this jerk who's laughing in the movie? So we finished with Led Zeppelin's live, of course, performance of Rock and Roll from our featured album. And let me say, as a guitarist, listening to live Led Zeppelin is often a real treat. Because Jimmy Page often uses three different guitars that he'll track in the studio on a song, sometimes more than that. And from the perspective of him playing live, he's got to condense those multiple guitar parts down into something. And it's a creative musical problem. And gee, I really love the way he solves them. Backing me up right now is our featured ambient composer, the Baroque German Georg Philipp Telemann. He was born in 1681, and he was quite a talented multi-instrumentalist. His father died when he was quite young, like 4 years old, and his mom wanted him to be a lawyer. But he became a composer instead. He composed his first opera when he was 12, and he needed to keep it secret from his mom. But Unlike a lot of other artists, he was popular and successful in his lifetime. He was pals with Bach, who asked him to be a godfather to one of his sons, and he was also pals with Handel. And he had some difficulties in his life with his first wife dying and his second wife kind of having affairs and having great big gambling debts. But overall, he was one of the biggest classical composers. Over 3,000 pieces he composed. I guess we've got about half of them. But for a while, the critics thought less of him. And that was a kind of funny thing because, you know, when Bach and Handel think you're great, I think that would mean that he was a great composer. But in any case, we now recognize him as one of the best Baroque composers, and I'm so glad to introduce him to you if you aren't already familiar with his music. So this particular piece is the Suite for Recorder or Flute, Strings and Continuo in A minor, the overture. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing some classic heavy metal from Motorhead and Kiss, and some classical music from Chopin and Mozart, the Ein Mädchen oder Webchen from the Magic Flute. And of course, we'll be hearing more from our featured artists and album, the Led Zeppelin's How the West Was Won. But we are going to start things off right now with some Iron Maiden. And this is one of their, like, you know, real hardcore. If you're an Iron Maiden fan, you probably think this is just one of the greatest things. This is another one from the eponymous song from the album. Well, this is the song, The Number of the Beast, from the album, The Number of the Beast. Here. Oh, yeah, let me just quickly say that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way, and we don't want that to happen, ever.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were they reflections of my woman staring back at me? Lights was black.
know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. Oh, so ein sanftes Täubchen wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Dann schmeckte mir Trinken und Essen, dann könnt ich mit Fürsten mich messen, des Lebens als Weiser mich freuen und wie im Elysium sein. Dann könnt ich mit Fürsten mich messen, des Lebens als Weiser mich freuen und wie im Elysium sein, im Elysium sein. Im Elysium sein. Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. Oh, so ein sanftes Täubchen wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Ach, kann nicht denn keiner von allen den reizenden Mädchen gefallen? Einem mir nur aus der Not, sonst gräm ich mich wahrlich zu tot. Ach, kann ich denn keiner gefallen? Hilf einem mir nur aus der Not, sonst gräm ich mich wahrlich zu tot. Mich wahrlich zu tot. Mich wahrlich zu tot. Papageno sich. Oh, so ein sanftes Täubchen wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wird keine mir Liebe gewähren, so muss mich die Flamme verzehren. Doch küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund, so bin ich schon wieder gesund. Doch küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund. Doch küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund, so bin ich schon wieder gesund. Schon wieder gesund. Schon wieder gesund.
Miles away. Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods. Pure pleasure technology on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Community Radio.